Chumas, Perek Vav Mishne Gimel. Hamachal es Polav es Orchov Chuma. If a person feeds his Poalim, his workers, or his Orchim, he feeds them Chuma. Hu Mishalin es a Keren. So he pays Keren. So what the Rav learns is that the Keren that he pays, we're talking about the owner. The owner pays the Kohanim Keren, the principal. It's referring to only what the Chuma that they ate was worth. Normally, when one eats truma and he has to pay the kohanim, he actually pays the value of chulin. And it's a machlokes, as we're going to see in the coming mishnayos, does he have to actually pay them food or does he actually pay them money? But whatever it is, it's normally a higher value, as we know that chulin is a higher value than truma, because chulin is fit for everybody. So in this case, Rabbi Meir holds that the Baal HaBayis, when he pays the keren, he actually pays only the amount of truma, which is not normally, because he's a mazik. He fed these guys, and he was mazik the kohanim's truma. And when a person's mazik the kohanim's truma, so he does not pay chomesh, because the Torah says that you only pay chomesh, only it's only on the person that eats b'shoigeg, but not the person that's mazik chomesh. The machil, the owner, was mazik chomesh by giving it to the workers or the guests. As the Mishnah continues, v'hei mishal menas ha-chomesh divi Rebbe Meir. But they, the ones that ate it and had hana from it, person has hana from truma, so he is the one that pays the chomesh. But the Baal HaBayis, he pays the keren, the principal, because he was the mazik, but he only pays truma. It's not like a normal case where he would pay the actual value of what he ate. He actually pays the value of just truma. The Chum Omrim, Hey Mishalman, Karen V'Chomish. The Chum say they pay everything. So they're going to actually give the Kohen, who rightfully owned the Truma, they're going to give him Karen. And now, according to the Rav, the Karen that the workers are going to give is the full Karen. If this loaf of bread was worth $10, they're going to pay him $10. The Chomish, and they're also going to pay the Chomish because they had Hana. It was B'Shogig, but still they had Hana. They have to pay Chomish. The Hu Mishalman Lehem Demei Sudosin. However, the Baal HaBayis, the owner, he pays them back for the value of the Suda. Now the Suda, what they ate, is the full value. So we see, according to the Chachamim, everybody, both the workers, are paying full value. They're paying like one normally would, which is the value of chulin. And also, when they're reimbursed, the Baal HaBayis, because ultimately the Baal HaBayis is the one that's paying for everything here. Because here, even according to Chachamim, Baal HaBayis is reimbursing them. But how is he reimbursing? He's also reimbursing for the full value of the chulin. So it comes out in the end, according to the Rav, that the Baal HaBayis, according to the Chachamim, out of his pocket, if let's say the loaf of bread was worth $10, so he pays $10. They're always obviously paying the chomesh because they have no, but as far as the Karen, he's paying the full amount, $10. But according to Rabbi Meir, the Baal HaBayis, when he pays that initial Karen, since he didn't do it the normal way, he wasn't the one that ate it, rather he's like a goslin, he stole it from them by giving it to somebody else. So he doesn't pay the normal way, which is a keren, which is a value of chulin. Rather, according to Rabbi Meir, he just pays, like if one steals truma, we're going to see later, he just pays the value of truma. So that's the difference. According to Rabbi Meir, the money that comes out of the Baal HaBayis' pocket is less, because it's only the value of truma.